how anger can reduce stress, and why teenagers can't control their impulses, coming up on the Science Update podcast. Science Update comes from AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society, and is supported by ScienceNetLinks, providing a wealth of standards-based resources for K-12 science educators, including lesson plans based on Science Update radio shows at sciencenetlinks.org. I'm producer Chelsea Wald, and I will be your guide to this week's stories. For the first story, we have something a bit counterintuitive. Most people would probably guess that anger is unhealthy. After all, you're thinking negative thoughts and getting tense, but new research suggests a little anger can sometimes be good for you.
Can anger be healthy? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Responding to a challenge with an angry outlook may be healthier than responding with fear. Experimental psychologist Jennifer Lerner from Carnegie Mellon and her colleagues had volunteers do stressful tasks like counting backwards by 13. They found that people who reacted with angry or indignant facial expressions actually had lower blood pressure, heart rates, and stress hormones than people who showed fear on their faces. Lerner says anger seems to help people feel calm and in control.
Oh, you know, it's an indignation response associated with anger and disgust that brings about, we think, the sense of control, some feelings of power, certainty.
On the other hand, those who are fearful may feel powerless and therefore more stressed. Lerner says this knowledge may lead to new approaches to treating stress. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Next on the Science Update podcast, we learn the parent bird is not in an enviable position. It must constantly search for food, eat it, and then regurgitate it for its children. On top of that, the kids are always fighting. Here we answer a listener's question about the challenges of avian parenting.
Sibling rivalry in the nest. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Listener Nya Lam of Seattle called to ask how parent birds know which chicks to feed when they return to the nest with food. Well, Nya, the answer depends on the species. Behavioral ecologist Justin Schutz of the Southern Sierra Research Station says parent birds can't remember which chick they fed last, so they often give food to the loudest and pushiest chicks. This isn't as bad as it sounds, because those birds also tend to be the hungriest. Schutz says many parents distribute food quite fairly using this strategy.
And then there are other species where chicks often fight it out quite literally to the death over resources that parents are bringing back to the nest.
If you want your science question answered on the show, be loud and pushy. Call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question on the air, you'll win a Science Update mug. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
And if you think a nest full of baby birds is loud, try a hospital room. Overhead pages and beeping medical devices can keep patients up all night. And the problem's only getting worse.
A noisy recovery. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Hospital noise is more than just an annoyance. Studies have shown that it affects the speed of wound healing and interferes with the doctor's ability to communicate with staff and patients. And the problem's getting worse. Acousticians Jim West and Eileen Bush Vishniak of Johns Hopkins found that noise in hospitals has been rising steadily since the 1960s. Today, noise levels are some 10 times higher than World Health Organization standards. West says much of the noise comes from overhead pages and medical devices.
There is no control over the amount of noise that each of these instruments can make. So you bring in 5 instruments and the intensity of the sound generated by those all add up.
And so do healthcare costs because of added days spent recovering. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Next, we have a story about new research that's helping scientists better understand the teenage brain and may help you better understand your teenager.
Is your teenager out of control? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Teenagers can have a hard time controlling their impulses, and now new brain imaging studies reveal why. Neuroscientist Beatriz Luna of the University of Pittsburgh found that adolescents could perform nearly as well as adults on simple tests of impulse control. But brain images showed they were severely taxing the prefrontal cortex. That's the part of the brain responsible for self-control.
Just like an adult who does a very difficult task and really uses a lot of prefrontal cortex is more prone to error, the adolescent doing something that's relatively simple is exhausting prefrontal cortex and could have error in their ability to have cognitive control of behavior.
So while teenagers can control their impulses as well as adults, their brains have to work overtime to do it. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Finally, on the Science Update podcast, scientists have long derided the notion that getting cold could give you a cold, but new evidence seems to prove them wrong, possibly showing that folk knowledge may have more to offer medicine than we think.
Bundling up to prevent colds. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Your grandmother has been vindicated. Bundling up in winter can help protect you from catching a cold. That's according to researchers at Cardiff University's Common Cold Center. Volunteers who put their feet in ice water for 20 minutes were 3 times more likely to catch a cold over the next 5 days than were volunteers who kept their feet warm. The researchers suggest this happens because coldness constricts blood vessels, shutting off the supply of infection-fighting white blood cells. But while your grandmother may have been right, those classic Western movies were not. Research published in the journal Nature has shown that drowning in quicksand is impossible. The scientists collected a sample of quicksand and found it had twice the density of water, meaning that humans can sink only part way. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
This has been the Science Update podcast. Download it at www.scienceupdate.com, where you can browse our archive and submit science questions for our Why Is It feature. You can also call us at 1-800-WHY-ISIT. Science Update comes from AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society, and is supported by ScienceNetLinks, resources for teachers at sciencenetlinks.org.